Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Darren James. Today's episode recorded on the 15th of June. I hope everyone's doing well, hope you had a good day. And as always, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. So today, we're talking about a Twitch streamer by the name of Just Foxy, aka Kylie Carter. Now, I don't know anything about this person. I never heard of this person before. All I know is that she's very successful, judging by, you know, what she was able to achieve through her Twitch streams. In this article, she was very successful. And she recently revealed that a viewer had traveled 700 miles to her home, where she wasn't even home in the first place, where he decided to set her car on fire. Now, like, you hear crazy stuff all the time. You hear fans being sometimes very, what's the word I'm looking for? They could be quite upfront. Yeah, upfront. They don't really know personal space. They don't really know how to give you privacy. Fans could be great, but they also could be a bit of a nightmare at the same time. There's sometimes where they get too fond of you. Like, it's great that you support me. Fantastic. Oh yeah, I appreciate your support. But, you know, let's not cross any boundaries here, if that makes sense. Like, just keep this professional. I respect you, you respect me. And we all stay within our lane, I guess you could say. But then, of course, stuff like this happens, which should not happen. Should not happen at all to anybody. And, unfortunately, it makes you realise that some people are just strange and very weird. And in clear need of some sort of help, whether it be some mental help, or whatever it may be, some therapy, I don't know. They clearly need some sort of help if you're willing to travel to somebody's home who you don't even know and set the car on fire. Hell, even if you did know them and you're going to their home or whatever it may be to set their car on fire, then you need help in general. That's just crazy. And that's really, really low. And yeah, I don't know how to put it into words. Like, you don't expect something like this to happen to you. And that's the thing, as content creators, we don't really think about this stuff. We're just creating content because we love to create content, and we love hopefully interacting with other people and gaining some awesome feedback and creating some new relationships with people, like fan bases and whatnot, and help our channel or platform grow, because that's what we want as content creators. We want our channel or platform to grow and to succeed, regardless of what it is we create. We want it to succeed. But yeah, unfortunately, we don't always think about this stuff, and we don't expect this stuff to happen either. Like, you shouldn't have to expect this stuff to happen. Yes, you always want to take security measures just in case something weird does happen, but you don't expect it to happen, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not normal, everyday behaviour for someone to come travel to your home and set your car on fire. Especially when, like, you haven't done nothing wrong to this person, where you're just, you know, someone who does a Twitch, for lack of, yeah, just who does online creating content, or online content. Where could you possibly have harmed someone through that line of work, if that makes sense? It's just weird. But Kylie Carter opened up in a YouTube video where she shared more details about this act of arson. And she even said, like, this was on holiday, so I wasn't even home. Thankfully, someone was home, so they could capture, like, this... Well, this was captured by CCTV, but thankfully someone's home. Regardless, so they could report it as well to the police. Carter said, I was asleep. It was around 2 in the morning while she was on holiday, and then she had a phone call from her mother. Her mother was crying, and she knew something really bad had happened. But she wasn't sure what exactly had happened at the time. Her mother said to her, someone caught your car on fire. I'm really sorry, I have to go, the police are here. And while her mother was in the house, was when all of this was happening. So thankfully, her mother is safe. You know, there's no saying what this lunatic could have done. He could have set fire to the house for all we know. Thankfully, he never. And although the car got caught on fire, I wouldn't wish for anything to get caught on fire, a car nor a house. But I'd much rather, in this case, it be the car than the house with somebody inside as well, if that makes sense. Or even if someone wasn't in the house either. I wouldn't wish for it to be someone's home. When it comes to them having to, like, leave them homeless, and then have to try and figure out where to go next, because some idiot decided to burn down the house, or whatever it may be, just for the sake of being a crazy ass lunatic. So, although, I do apologize for that. Unable to view what actually happened directly, Kylie Carter took a look at the footage of the security cameras that were set up around the house to get a better understanding. She continued, "I saw my car was in flames, that's the first thing I saw. I just couldn't believe that. I was watching my car that I worked so hard for just burn into ashes." Well, not to ashes, but you know what I mean. "And for somebody to take that from me, it's very hurtful. I would never be able to understand that." And this guy's identity was not made public to the audience, or to, you know, public in general. At least not to us. Maybe Kylie probably has a description, not description, but has an idea of what the guy, who the guy is. It could be a crazy ass stalker that she's dealt with before, because that has happened with content creators. It could be just a weird fan who sent her emails and, you know, DMs on social media or whatever, just being really, really creepy and weird. You never know what could happen with content creators or the people that they gather a following from online. But this guy has been arrested by police. And she resented the fact that he travelled 700 miles to start the fire. Makes her feel worse about the situation. And she reflects on the efforts to save her car. She said, "The firefighters came very quickly, and I'm very thankful for that, because the fire spreads to the fence and then burned the side of my house. While her mother and the animals were inside. We are all traumatized in ways that I will never be able to describe. But I am very glad that everyone is safe. That's the most important thing to me." Absolutely. I completely agree with her on that one. And unfortunately, this has made her reflect on her fame as a streamer. "I never thought that would, when I started streaming back in 2015, that something like this would ever happen to me. I'm hopefully going back to be grinding, going back to grind soon. I've always loved streaming so much. It's so hard to feel motivated when all of this is happening. But due to ongoing matters with the situation, she is unable to give a specific date as to when she plans to return to the streaming platform." Yeah, I wouldn't rush into it. If I was her, take the time you need and look after yourself, look after your family, do whatever it is you need to do publicly, you know, to get things sorted. Let the police handle this investigation and see where you wish to go from there. I hear stories all the time about crazy people on the internet. Hell, I see crazy people on the internet all the time. You know, nowhere near as bad as traveling to someone's house to start a fire. Nowhere near as bad as that, although I wouldn't put it past them, because anything's possible with people on the internet, I suppose. But the whole point of streaming is, like, you create content for people to enjoy, but you also interact with people, and hopefully you gain new friends, you know, new followers from that, and you build an awesome community that's just filled with love, positivity and happiness. Regardless of the content you're creating, what game you're playing, or what video you're watching, whatever it is you want to do on Twitch, you're just there to have fun, meet new people, and hopefully, you know, build up a platform where you could be really proud of the fact, really proud of what you created and the achievement that you've set for yourself and you've actually gone ahead and achieved, or the goals you set for yourself and actually achieve. It's not really clear who this person was. Not doesn't matter, but we don't know, like, if there's any history with this person. Probably not, because she doesn't actually say there's any history with this guy. I do have some questions, like, what did she do? Like, was he upset that she took a break from streaming to go on holiday? Like, is that it? How did he find her house, for one? Like, I don't know where she lives. Like, what country she lives in or whatever. So I don't know how or where. Like, all I know is it's 700 miles to her house. So I don't know what parts of, you know, wherever she's from. I'm still in America. To get to her house. Like, I don't know where to that is. I don't know what state, what city, you know, that sort of thing. But another question is, how did he get so far? Like, did he drive her? Like, I'm not sure, it'd be like a petrol can, or for those who live in the US, like a gas can, in order to set fire to like a car or whatever. A lot of unanswered questions, which are not really important as such. The important thing is that the streamer Kylie Carter is safe, her family is safe, and her animals are safe, thankfully. This makes you worry about fame, if you want to call it fame. Like, we don't look out, I say we, but like, when it comes to content creators, we don't look out for fame or whatever. We just want to enjoy what we do, and that's just it. We just want to enjoy it. And like I said, we meet new people, build a community, and we just have fun. And it takes our mind off things, like what's going on in the real world. So this is our like escape from the real world, in a sense. And we can just enjoy our time in this fictional world that we're creating through content creating, you know. And that's how it should be. There should be nothing else to it. And it makes me worry. Like, you would think to yourself, oh, this wouldn't happen to me. I'm not famous. I'm nobody, in a sense. Like, I'm not anybody people would care about or want to like track down or whatever. But you never know. That's the worst thing about it. You never know. Like, that's why it's important to keep yourself safe on the internet as much as possible. Remove any sort of detail that might even give a hint as to where you're from. You know, that's not always possible in a sense. Because people can still track down where you're from, even just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, because it's just crazy. Like, I don't know how people could do that sort of thing. Like, it makes you wonder how far people were willing to go just for the fact that, you know, just to get one evidence they, you know, have a problem with you. I don't want to just say that, but yeah, never mind. Point is, I hope this guy does get charged. I'm sure he will. Hopefully, Kylie Carter will be able to return to streaming at some point. Like I said, there's no rush. I recommend her taking, you know, time to care about herself and, you know, get everything she needs to get done. God only knows about the therapy that's going to have on her with this sort of thing. Because this is just unacceptable behaviour, and no one should have to be putting up with this. But that's the episode here today, guys. Thank you all for listening. I would like to know your thoughts on this episode. I'm sure we're all in agreement here that no matter what, like, even if you don't like a particular person on the internet, for whatever reason, you should not go to the point where you're going to be behaving like an idiot, like an unsociable idiot, to the point where you're going to injure someone else, or you're going to hurt yourself, or you're going to get yourself locked up because of the stupid shit that you're doing. It's just unacceptable. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.